Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. We'll chat with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, the Lakeside section of Henrico. But on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., he's right here. Gotta love it. He will take care of you. All right. We've got a lot. And, Germ, you've got a lot of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah. But we got to listen to it. Well, I mean, it's not enough just to have it. We've got to listen to it. So, Jeremy, I'm going to leave it. Just stop. Oh. Oh, gosh. Another technical difficulty. Okay. It was just in a meeting where I was basically told these were imaginary, right? All right. Look, Jeremy, if you can get it to work, that's great. And if not, I'll just bang my head against the wall a little bit more. Okay, let me share with you some of these numbers then. I did promise I would do that, and I will absolutely do that. They have been analyzed, and I don't think that they're going to be as boring as numbers usually are. Kennedy vote share by state and how they vote in the head-to-head ballot. That's what this is. So let us start. We're going to do it alphabetically. State of Arizona, which is where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just endorsed Donald Trump. Currently, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has 5% of the vote. And even though Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and the rest of the gang over there are doing their best with their friends in the legacy news media to, well, downplay the importance of Robert F. Kennedy's votes, I got news for you. 5% is a good chunk. So here's what happens. If everything goes the way it is today, those people go into the polling booth. And they vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right? His name's going to be on the ballot. Well, Robert F. Kennedy has now taken his name off the ballot. So who do the Bobby Kennedy voters go to? 53% of them will vote for Donald Trump. Now, these are polling pieces of information, data. Those 5% break as follows. 53% of them will, in fact, be voting for Donald Trump. 28% of them will vote for Kamala Harris. And 19% are, in fact, undecided. Okay. Georgia. Bobby Kennedy currently has 3% of the vote there. How does that break down? Well, a little bit closer. 47% of them will break for Donald Trump. 34% go to Kamala Harris. 18% at the moment are undecided. Michigan, very important state, as you know, and definitely in play. 4% is what Bobby Kennedy has. 43% of them go to Trump. 41% go to Harris. And 16% are undecided. All right, so that remains tight, but still goes to Trump. North Carolina. Donald Trump's making great inroads in North Carolina, and I absolutely believe that's going to go for Trump. But 3% of the voters in North Carolina right now are voting for Bobby Kennedy. When he is gone, as he is now, 58% of them then go to Kamala Harris, and 21% remain undecided. How about Nevada? Love Nevada. 4% of the voters there currently are voting for Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy is off the ballot now. He has stopped his campaign. Of those, 66% go and vote for Donald Trump. 16% vote for Kamala Harris. 18% remain in the undecided category. Pennsylvania, once again, tough place, but man, oh man. 4% of the current votes there are going for Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy off the ballot there now. 49% head over to Donald Trump. 35% go to Kamala Harris. 16% remain undecided. And finally, Wisconsin, 4% is what Bobby Kennedy has for support in Wisconsin today. Getting his name off the ballot, dropping out of the race, endorsing Donald Trump. 55% of his voters go to Donald Trump. 25% go to Kamala Harris. 20% remain undecided. Now, let's just say, for the sake of argument, we're talking about numbers, right? Because that's all percentages, and it sounds good. I mean, if you go down the line, you say Arizona, there's a net positive to Donald Trump, 25% to him. There's 13% in Georgia, 2% in Michigan, 36% in North Carolina, 50% in Nevada, 13% in Pennsylvania, 30% in Wisconsin. All positives. They're all positives. These are all increases in the Donald Trump vote. So now we want to put those numbers into perspective. So if you're going to look at the net vote gained in Arizona, this is going to be based on the 2020 turnout. That would be over 41,000 votes. And I know you're thinking, well, geez, that's not a lot. The last election was decided, when you did all the math, by what? 55, 60,000 votes spread across a couple of states? I got news for you. These handful of votes here, handful of votes there, it's going to mean something. So 41,000 is four times Biden's winning margin from last time. Last time, Joe Biden won Arizona by about 10,000 votes. This puts an extra 40,000 plus in the Trump column. How about Georgia? Georgia's very much in play, and Georgia's a very interesting place. I don't know if you saw this. Donald Trump and Brian Kemp have kissed and made up. They are working together, unified as a team. And in Georgia, the net gain would be just shy of 20,000 votes. Again, that is twice the margin that Joe Biden had in 2020 when he ran and won. What does all this mean? It means that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy, dropping out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump is a big deal. It is a big deal. And you know it's a big deal because Kamala Harris and her ilk are doing everything possible to have you believe it's not a big deal. And that, my friends, is exactly how you know it is a big deal. We're going to talk more about this. We may or may not have the audio we had planned. We're having some more technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll be able to... Okay, well, Dominion Power. All right, so it's not us. It's the whole grid. Are we all done? Okay, no. Maybe it's the Russians. Have we thought about that? No, I mean, you know, I think I'm... You think I'm joking. I know for a fact that the Russians, Eastern European actors, North Korea, China, they have entire... Well, I would call them a business, not a business, but, you know, entire offices, entire departments. And all they do, they sit there every day, and I don't know if it's an 8-hour day or a 10-hour day, if they get lunch breaks, but they sit there on the computers doing their best to bring down our infrastructure. That's what they do. That is their job. And the FBI is all over that. Let me tell you, the cyber division inside the FBI is something else. Dominion Power. Dominion's got an amazing operation to take care of cyber threats, but they are real. They are absolutely real. All right, so slowly but surely, our computer-type devices are coming back, and hopefully, I'll be able to share with you some of the Bobby Kennedy stuff. If you want to take a look at it online, of course, you can do that. I've got it up on all my social media. You should be following me on social media. If you're not, shame on you or shame on me. But X, it is Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show on X and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Make sure you are following both of those. It is 414 Jeff Katz News Radio WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.